Hi folks, this is Alan What's-His-Name on September the 25th, 2022, and you're about to listen to Rick and Ab, apparently, a little bit later. Thank you, folks. Oh, you're here from Mr. Psychologist. Well, that was fast.
Good morning, Mr. Rick. I saw the notification, so I jumped in to say hi.
Yeah, no, I've just been a busy person running around, and
it happens.
I wasn't sure what the time was, as you do, and I had my son, the youngest son, just got his. We have over here. It's an incredibly arduous task to get a driver's license. You have to get an L plate for 1 year, a red P plate for 1 year, then a green P plate for 1 year. So anyway, he just drove me in my van to his work, and then we drove back again, and he did a very good job.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Quite impressive. It's very nerve-wracking, though, don't you think? Have you had to do that with your children? You know, when you're an experienced driver and you know that you're with someone that has got no experience, it's
It's tricky.
I'll tell you, this is the hard part. You know, when you're sitting in the left, I'm not a passenger very often, as yourself wouldn't be a passenger very often. And it always seems they're too close to the left-hand side of the road for my liking.
To my side.
So it's interesting, but apparently I'm a much better coach than his mother. Apparently she screams and carries on the whole way. So I figured that too. I said, I think you'd probably rather me be a backseat driver or whatever you call it. But, you know, I thought he did really well. And then we drove all the way to his friends having school holidays here.
Oh, nice.
So we drove out into the car. We drove on the freeway. And they're only allowed to go at 90 kilometres an hour. And the speed limit is 110 kilometres an hour. To me, that's ridiculous because the trucks, can you drive a truck? You know what it's like. When you got a truck coming approaching you at 20 kilometres an hour above you, this is very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Very intimidating. But anyway, it gives them that kind of fear of trucks, which everyone should have.
That is stupid because speed differential is what causes crashes. It's not
exactly
speed per se. It's the differential.
Yeah.
So that's a bad idea.
And I do, like yourself, a lot of freeway driving. And if you're not on the ball and you're driving at your normal speed and a car's in front of you going 20 kilometres an hour slower, it's very easy to come straight up behind them. that's my
week.
Maybe
you should violate that regulation. Not all regulations are intelligent or safe. I would buy.
No,
maybe
this is not safe.
This is
not safe, and I'm pretty sure any experienced police officer, a highway patrolman, would probably agree that it's a stupid law that a learner driver has to go that slow it's a speedway track on these roads here. But anyway, that's it. So anyway, how did the talk go last night? You had some. You had fast value. Did he sort his mic out because he was very quiet for the first time?
I think he sat down behind his studio mic and sounded fine.
Oh,
and we had a good chat.
He's got the gear.
He has the gear. I think there's something wrong with his phone mic. He always comes way too low. I couldn't hear him really at all. So that
it's not
sorted.
Like he's got a quiet voice. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Okay, good voice. That's good. Good voice. Very good voice, and I had a chat with
Bella. Good to see he's back again. Oh, excellent.
Not online, though.
Excellent.
He didn't want to go online, so we had a private chat. He's doing okay. He's got a few domestic issues that he's sorting. I won't elaborate because it's private, but if he wants to tell us one day, he could. So.
Well, don't be a rollo. Oh, and now speaking of which,
wow.
Probably... So I didn't contact him yesterday because I had to you know, pick my son up at 10, well, 9:30 at night, so I wasn't drinking or whatever. So I thought I was going, I was too busy. And anyway, he called me today and I said, so where were you last night? And he told me the story and I thought he was lying. Sometimes he will tell a story. But no, he got, another incident, you know, a completely mistaken incident from what I can work out. But, I think he'll pop on possibly later. Well worth talking about. Nothing bad at the end of the day. He's still alive and, he got let, I'll just say this. He got let out this morning.
Out
this morning. As you do. Always interesting hearing what Rollo gets up to on his quiet nights out.
Yeah, I thought yesterday you mentioned that he was at his wife's or something.
He was, and
yeah, oh, he was. Go after the break.
You're listening to Abinrick.
I'm Del Qua.
I'm Ashika.
Dave Joy.
Cody from Memphis.
Still the Babe.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Abinrick, 25th September, 2022.
Oh, and shooting September the 24th came and went. Yet another failed prediction by
different people of the world. Well, I do have to say that they are ramping up the Russian atrocities, as I mentioned last night, on steroids on the news here. Yeah, they did it here. They were, you know, they apparently found 7-year-olds with their throats slit and hands held behind their backs, and so this is straight out of World War One. Boer War, World War II, the two Gulf Wars, always bring up children getting slaughtered before you start a major psychological operation war. And I do believe we're on the cusp of something happening soon. Not sure what.
Oh, yeah. I don't get that feeling
Good. Well, it's good. Listen to this. I just had a good conversation, good friend of mine from the old days in the 90s and whatever, I've known him since the 80s. He was telling me one of the guys on the, does electrical contracting. They put big cables in and big construction sites. And one of the guys he was working with had worked in the Australian dance company, and he travelled the world, and he had lots of friends everywhere. And he said he was watching the news about Ukraine, and he thought, far out, you know, Kiev's getting bombed by the Russians. Geez, you know. So he rang up some of his friends that he worked with that live in Kiev.
Oh.
And said, oh, are you all right? You know, and they went, what do you mean we're all right? And he said, well, I've just been on the news here that you're getting bombed. And he reckons that the guy went to the window and looked out and nothing was happening and came back again and said, no, all good here. So, you know, these kind of stories are backfiring if you've got any contacts in the Ukraine, like Les Luthor's doing.
Well, yeah, but the problem is your guy doesn't report that. That doesn't really get out. He knows, but that's not.
Yeah, no. Well, he still uses as an anecdote when someone says, you know, the Russians are murdering people, and he'll say, well.
And the problem is he's not a trusted source. You see, people trust the news. This is just an anecdote that nobody could really trust, even if he did broadcast.
That's
the problem.
That's exactly what that's what he said. He said when he's told the story to other people, they just go glaze over.
Of course, it's a huge problem. I like on the other side of the coin, Les Luthor said that, what if there's somebody actually, a YouTuber like he is, going to the Ukraine and doing video, doing reporting, and maybe YouTube says he has 1 million subscribers, and maybe he thinks he's actually getting through to at least YouTube and the world, but maybe YouTube is lying about all the numbers on his end, so he's not getting through to anybody. Do I offer? You see what I'm saying? They could play it both ways. Yeah. So this guy could think, oh, I'm letting the whole world know, and I'm on YouTube, and YouTube isn't censoring me. And then, really, YouTube is just fudging everything on his end, so his message or videos are not even getting anywhere. They could just do a whole simulation to make him think. They could gaslight the crap out of him.
Well,
I often thought that because, yeah.
You're right.
When I broadcast on Facebook to the Died Suddenly group with Tiago, there's supposed to be 300,000 people in that group. So I figured, okay.
Shadow ban comments.
Well, no, but why do I only have 50 people that show up on the live stream on Facebook?
Shadow banning of comments. Guaranteed.
No, maybe the notification's not going out on Facebook.
Well, we know that this has been perfected over the last 100 and something years since they've done these, you know, war operations.
There should be 300,000 notifications going out.
You'd think so. Wouldn't you think so? So he's got another 30,000 since last week. He had 270,000 last week. Now he's got 300,000.
Yes. And if they're not getting the message on Feces Book, maybe they're on FecoTube. But they don't come through on FecoTube either. Where the hell are these people?
Where are they? Well, is there really 270,000 people? Who's to know? Well, I had another great conversation today. I've been getting some really good conversations.
Can you hold on people. One sec, Rick? I don't want to miss it. Hold on. Just give me a minute.
You're listening to Klaus Schwab on the World Economic Forum. Have you been ISET yet? And you're listening to Ike and Ab on the Fakeologist or Radio Fakeologist.com. Why do bats fall out from the sky every time you walk by? Well, just like me, say long to be ahead of you. This is my new song coming out soon. I will be releasing it very shortly. And while we're waiting for Ab to do whatever he's doing, I'll keep talking. The wonderful, wonderful weather here today in the mid-north coast of Australia, beautiful blue skies, no trails above, none whatsoever, and the crickets and frogs are chirping and ribbiting. You can probably hear dogs barking in the distance, but really nice weather. Beautiful day. And, who do I see just popped in? Actually, Rollo, come in and tell your story because Ab's just delivering toilet paper to somebody.
Isn't he? He's delivering toilet paper. Am I clear?
You are clear.
Okay, mate.
How are you?
Sunday the 25th of September 2022. It's not Rick and Roller anymore. I just listened to half an hour of the new Rick show, and it seems to be going well.
That's not the new Rick show. It's a Saturday night. You didn't turn up, but Ab and Ounce of Salt were chatting away, and I came in and chatted in between some great guests. Great guests would be a good show.
Oh, that's what Velocit called it. Velocit labeled it that, not me. So.
I couldn't have made Saturday night anyway, because you know why?
No, I was in the lockup.
I was in the lockup.
At a police station, obviously.
Yeah, I cracked the sads and had a little bit of an episode and, it was pretty funny, actually. It was pretty funny, actually.
You tell us a story. Start from the beginning.
I was at the Y's and we're having a really good time and, we're watching Jack Reacher, Lee Child's new series, which is fantastic. And, I don't know, something, you know, I'd had a few to drink, obviously, and something triggered me. And I just went, all right, I gotta go. So I left Christie's and I left all my stuff too. And, I had every intention again. I know this is a tough subject, of going to Stockton Bridge and doing something silly, but I was
jumping
so,
off.
Yeah,
jumping off.
I was so wasted. I couldn't find the bridge. I must have been over 0.3 or something.
Two bottles of vodka. Two bottles of vodka. Or three.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of bottles of champagne as well. So and a gram of coke. And a gram of cocaine.
Right. Just a quiet regular night for Rollo. Quiet night.
Yeah.
Two bottles of champagne, two bottles of vodka, and I want to kill myself. So, but you couldn't find the bridge you wanted to jump off.
I couldn't find the bridge. And then I found a road that led me back to my place. And of course, I didn't have any keys, wallet, or nothing. I had the shirt on my back and that was it. So, you know where you break in, Rick, and you scared me that time when you were painting for me?
Yep.
I knew that window was open. Yeah, so I just climbed, you know. I don't know how you did it because I'm old and it's not easy climbing in through that window, but I eventually got in after I stacked it and I hit my head on the corner of the bloody desk that's in there. So I cut my friggin' forehead. Anyway, I went and just found the lounge and crashed on the lounge. And then I realized I left some stuff in the car. There was some vodka and Red Bulls in the car. I thought I'll have a few more. I'll just
Have some more.
Yeah. And I forgot to shut the front door. I forgot to shut the front door. And, unbeknownst to me, Christy had called the cops. And so next thing I know, I've got two policemen in my living room. We're concerned about you. And I go, what are you doing? And I'm going, get out. You're not welcome here. And then they start shoving me around and saying, look, we want to help you. And go, well, you're not helping me, grabbing me and, manhandling me.
They wanted to help you. They should have taken you to the bridge.
Thank you, Ab. That's very funny.
Stockton Bridge,
Stockton Bridge, please. Throw me off. Can you just take me to Stockton Bridge and throw me off, please? Because I'm so drunk. I've been driving around all night, officer, and I can't find Stockton Bridge. I've been driving in my car, two bottles of vodka, two bottles of champagne, a gram of coke, and I need you to take me there to throw me off. Wouldn't work.
Yeah. Mm. And you guys have got a great sense of humor. I love it because I was in a sad place. But funnily enough, when the cops were there, I suddenly cheered me up. So I started dancing doing all sorts of crazy. And they kept shoving me back onto the lounge. Because one of them was 6.5 foot. The other one looked like the lead singer of Regurgitator, like a little Asian guy. He was shorter than me, but the 6.5 foot fella looked like Dolph Lundgren, and he was the one that was shoving me around, saying, "Oi, just sit there. We're gonna deal with you." And I'm going, "Oh, yeah, what's all this? You're helping me, and like you're concerned for me. Why aren't you out, arresting the real criminals and whatnot?" Anyway, they waited because what they were doing, they called an ambulance, and unbeknownst to me, because I thought you just take me to the police cell and just let me, dry out overnight or something. But no, they would take it. Oh, fucking. And I said, look, I do not want to go to a hospital. I'd rather just go to the police cell and just throw me in there for the night. But no, they had to take me to so half an hour went by me talking all sorts of shit about Klaus Schwab and, the WF and how your corporate thugs and, disgraced yourself, the boys in blue, you don't care about, protecting and serving the common man. No, all you're protecting and serving now is your corporate masters. And they're all just,
rolling their eyes.
They weren't rolling their eyes. They were just like, they were automatons. They were mute. They just didn't want to engage. But they were menaced. It was menaced in my own home. So I started dancing and singing, NWA songs and things like that. No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I sung take on me. I said, and I was pointing to him, the big guy going, take on me, take on me. You know, being a bit of a smart ass. Anyway, one of the funniest things is when they finally went, oh, okay, they got some message through on their radio about, and they went, all right. And then they grabbed me violently. And this, like, my hand still hurts in some sort of hand lock type thing. All right, so you're coming.
Yeah, no, they've got a wrist lock. There's a wrist lock that they know how to do.
Yeah, there's a wrist technique, obviously.
You're listening to Rick Rollo and Ab.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Liam from Canada, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, thank you, William from Canada. Sunday, the 25th of September, 2022. Rick and Ab and Rollo is the special guest because there is no more Rick and Rollo. So where was I?
Yeah. Not here.
So they grabbed me in this special hand grip, and so they frog marched me down my own staircase and out the front door, and then they started being, you know, really like and going down my driveway, and I said, "Careful, guys, you don't know this driveway." And they're holding me, and then what do you know? Both of them slip, and I've got the perp, and I hold them back from stacking it. I said, "See,
you saved them.
They both slipped, and I leaned back and stopped them stacking it. And then what do you know? Suddenly their grip, you know, they kind of went, "Oh shit, thanks, mate." Kind of. They didn't say that many words, but they were appreciative because, yeah, they did not know that way as I do.
You held anyway, both of them back from falling?
Well, no, I leant back as they had hold of me.
But you, the 6.5 footer and the short guy, you held them both back from flipping. Okay.
Yeah, I leaned back fully because I could feel the weight shift because they were losing it. And we stopped.
Was it raining?
Yes, it was pissing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. Raining. The driveway was wet. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. And it was covered in leaves and detritus and that. And anyway, look, after that, I told them, I said, all right, guys, now you listen to me. This is how we're going to get down there. And we baby steps. And we baby stepped it down. And once we got down to the bottom, then they became all big and tough again. They threw me in the back of the paddy wagon.
I'll just back up the story. That Rollo's driveway is the best driveway I've ever walked down, ever. And I actually pick up a stick and use it as a kind of a lever.
Crutch.
A crutch. If I do fall backwards, I'll be able to fall forwards, rather. It's really dangerous. There's no doubt about that. Rollo, that's a...
In the years I've lived here, my friend Andre, he stacked it down there, and he didn't break his hip, but he badly bruised his hip. He could barely walk for a month. My father's wife, she fully stacked it, cut her chin open, like massively. She was pissing blood. She really...
There is no doubt, Rollo, you've got the most dangerous, most 45 degree... And it's because it's covered in leaves. It's usually raining. And God help anyone that tries to carry, two guys trying to arrest a guy. Yeah. Wrist lock or no wrist lock. No.
But they wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, guys, even though I was absolutely four sheets to the wind. I said, guys, you're not, this is going to end badly if we keep going at this speed. And of course they both, they thought I was resisting. I'm saying, no, you're not treating this driveway with respect. And sure enough, I stopped them stacking it. So I thought I did my civic duty there, stopping the boys in blue from hurting themselves.
Anyway, Rollo, I think you did. I think you did.
A saint.
I would agree.
I'm not saint, Ab. I am not a saint. And so they threw me in the back of the paddy wagon.
Said it five times.
Yeah. So what do? They put me in the back. Then the ambulance turned up, and I said, look, I don't want to go to hospital. I just put me in. And they went. They weren't having a bar of that. So they strapped me to this gurney like Hannibal Lecter. Like I couldn't have been tied down anymore. I could not move. Like, there were so many straps on me. Have you seen Hannibal Lecter when he's got that mask on and he's strapped to that thing? And,
I hope John Le Bon and good laugh at this show, because this is the class A real life misery of Rollo and his manic depression. So you can't even kill yourself, but you end up getting arrested after you can't find the bridge you want to jump on.
I wasn't actually arrested. There was no precautionary arrest made. Yeah, they.
You were detained.
I was detained. So once I was strapped and I was put into the ambulance, the big 6.5-footer Dolph Lundgren guy, he got in there too, and he. They wanted to put the mask on. And I said, "Look, I don't have my wallet or any of my, but I have an exemption. Please."
No one needs to wear a mask in Australia, Rollo.
You
should have just said to them, under what jurisdiction have you got this mask? Because no one needs to wear one.
Yeah, I can't speak like that when I'm 4 sheets. I just said, please don't put it on.
You should have said, I need to ring my carer. You should have said, I need to ring my carer. But he may be on an international call at the moment, and he was at probably about that same time. You're talking about 10 o'clock last night, roughly, or what time was this?
Yeah.
Do you remember the time?
Yeah. No, I don't. But I'll get the exact details when the report comes through. I'll read it to you. It'll be the same as the other ones. But they took me off to the MARTA where they got the mental ward, and they're all pretty cool there. And
they say welcome home.
One of the funniest things is, what was the question at take two?
Did they say welcome home when you got there?
Yeah.
Your room is where you been?
Your room's ready for you, sir. Yeah, your room's ready for you,
sir. One thing I did notice is lack of COVID patients. The place was empty. Normally, the place is thriving.
That's 2.5 years ago news.
The place empty is empty. That's
old news.
When I went up to the mental, after I spoke to the treating doctor, and they let me out of this gurney and I sat down for a bit, and the cop, I think they were giving me every opportunity to run out the door or something. And I wasn't going to do that. There's no way I was going to do that. And they eventually took me in, and there was no one in there. No one at all. And I was in there for about 6-7 hours. Not one person came in. And normally the place is bustling. And
how do you know it's always?
Because I've been there twice.
He's been there a couple of times.
In the last year?
This is number three visit to MARTA Hospital Psychiatric Ward for Rollo.
Okay.
And did you count the bricks on the wall again, Rollo?
They didn't put me into that. That funny
little
rubber
room?
This is a little bricked area where you just, it's sort of dryad area, but they just left me in the, where the comfy seats were. And I basically fell asleep, and then I woke up and it was morning and I was going, where the fuck am I? And I'm going with a splitting headache too. And I'm asking, I said, I'm in hospital. I didn't realize when you wake up and you don't know where you are. And I just went, you think back to the night before and you go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, did I do that? Oh, yeah, dear. So I tapped on the window and I said, I've got the most wicked headache and my hands hurt because of the police. Can you get me a couple of Oxycontin? And they wouldn't give them to me. And guess what the answer was when I hit the nurse up? I said, look, I want some Oxycontin because it's almost therapeutic, pharmaceutical cocaine. And I love it. And she said, the reason we don't have it on hand is all the nurses steal it. because they're all addicted to it. I went, well, thank you for your honesty.
Oh, really?
They gave me a couple of Panadol. Yeah, she said, the nurses steal all the oxycodones if they're available. The endone stuff is just because it makes you feel fantastic. It really is. It's better than morphine. I've done plenty of it. It's fantastic drug. But anyway, so what happened then? So basically, I've got to see the most, like, some doctor who looked like he was 15. He said, "Do you still having these same thoughts? Blah, 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 da, da, da." He went, "Oh, look, you seem fine to me. We'll get you a cab and you can go home." Well, okay then. Thanks, mate.
Yep, how wonderful. Just a quiet night. A quiet night for Rollo, eh, Rick?
Just a quiet night.
Quiet night. Two cops into your house. Suicide. Yep. Couldn't find the bridge to jump off because you were so drunk. Driving around so drunk you couldn't find the bridge you want to jump off. Now, there's a kind of a interesting story in that alone. But, yeah.
Mm.
Always good to hear.
It would have been nice if they'd breathalyzed me. I'd like to have known what my I would have blown last night, because the last time I went to the cops,
off the record.
I was a bit cranky, it was 0.3 something. No, 0.224. I don't think it made 0.3. Anyway, I can drive around on that. A good friend of mine, got done the other day. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Rick? She got done for 0.08, lost a license. She lost a license for 3 months with a $600 fine. And 0.08 used to be legal in Australia for many years. And then they changed to 0.05. Anyone can drive on 0.08. Anyone is 0.08. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's a slight buzz if at best. Remember, the ad used to be more than five, don't drive. And now it's, 0.05, don't drive. More than five, because 0.08 was when they brought in random breath testing in 82. It was 0.08 for, I don't know, 10 years. And then everyone went, oh, it's too much.
Well, anyway. That's a more than interesting story. I was about to tell Ab interesting conversation.
Ab,
can you hear me? Oh yeah, Julie Andrews for now. Julie, I know Ab's gone, so you can keep talking. Keep talking.
Oh, thank you,
Julie Andrews again. Yeah. So you enjoyed. So you're talking about not the Tom Cruise actor playing protagonist in the Lee Child's movie. You're talking about
this is on Amazon Prime. They've got a real big guy and it's very
faithful. Because Tom Cruise is a registered dwarf. Yeah. Tom Cruise is a registered dwarf.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He should.
Yeah, and he should. So apparently Lee Child's character in the, what's it called again?
Jack Reacher. It's called The Killing Floor.
Well, look. I'm not interested in reading novels whatsoever. Mm. But
me neither.
A number of good friends of mine were Lee Child's fanatics.
Calling it a novel is a stretch. I mean, it's pulp fiction. Let's just face it. It's just pulp fiction.
Big guy comes
into town. You know, it's a problem. He sorts it out, sleeps with some women, gets into fights, solves the crime.
Yeah, Who in their right mind would have suggested Tom Cruise play Jack Reacher? I'll tell you who did.
Tom Cruise. Because he produced it. Mm. Yeah. Because That's he right. threw up the money. He wanted to be Jack Reacher. How can you be Jack Reacher? Have you read the books? He's 6.5 foot. Yeah. How tall are you? Yeah. 5 foot nothing.
A dwarf? No, he's. I think he's 3'2" by any given reporting. He is technically a dwarf.
He doesn't have the Jack Reacher. If you read the novel, read the Pulp Fiction, you think immediately you think Josh Brolin or, you know,
Gary Busey's son.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Jake Busey. Yeah, he could play it. With gravitas.
Someone that you believe could actually have a fight and knock people out. Not Tom Cruise, be told. Unless he stood on a ladder and got a big running leap, he's not going to knock anyone out. Anyway,
you're a man's man. I think you could play it. Yeah, I think you could play it.
I consider myself normal, like, you know, 5'11" or whatever, normal height, you know, for an action star.
Yeah, but we could put you on stilts, but you're a man's man, you know, right from wrong. You love women. You know, you'd sleep with a couple of women in town. You'd get into bar fights.
Anyway, sidestepping here, what I was about to tell at you, Julie Andrews, I had a conversation tonight in the gymnasium, the private gym that I go to, an older guy, and he's obviously about at least 15 to 20 years older than me. And we hadn't had the conversation about vaccines, but I like to find out where people's minds are. And we somehow got onto the subject of flu shots, and then I turned around and I said to him, "So have you taken the other ones?" And the problem is people are feel so guilty about saying that they're unvaccinated now. People you've got to really push to get people to open up. And he turned around, he said, "No, I haven't had any of them." And I said, "No, neither have I." And I said, "I'm so happy to know that you didn't take the shots." And he said, "Well, I just didn't feel comfortable after he took a flu shot 5 years ago and got really sick." And he just didn't trust, using his own instincts. He's not a fakeologist. He's not a conspiracy theorist. He just knew that this was bad. Yeah. But he told me his sister did take the shots. And guess what? She went to hospital about a week later, and the doctor said all your arteries are clogged, and she's been virtually hospitalized ever since. Wow. Within a week after the... So anyone says that these things are saline and fake, I think there may be a bad batch number out there, but there are definitely people that are definitely sick thanks to those vaccines.
I think so too. I think it's only 5% though. I think it's a low number. It's low enough to be off the radar. But not low enough to not be.
Frank disagrees, and probably agree with him.
The liars that make the statistics from all the countries are all reporting that overall excess mortality is up 10 to 20% just about everywhere. I just posted something on Twitter today. So the problem is the liars are the ones that put out these numbers. So it's really hard to know. Other than going into your immediate circle.
Anecdotal evidence is the best evidence in my mind. And it's, you know, it may not be the person you've seen. If someone my sister or their daughter or their brother or whatever is really sick after the vaccine, I tend to use that as my go-to at the moment. Because I haven't had anyone that I know die, but I certainly have had a good friend of mine's daughter was put to hospital with clots at age 29 or 30. You
know, what kind of clots? Was only young. And where? How do they know?
Well, she took the AstraZeneca and she was hospitalized and clots in her legs.
Oh, my God. She had edemas in her legs so she could see? She could see the swelling and okay. Yeah,
well,
it's pretty obvious.
She was, I know for a fact, a very healthy girl, a lawyer, and
in her 20s,
Journalist. Yeah, and anyway, she's all right now and just had a baby, so
she got
better. Hmm. But she was definitely hospitalized with clots, and they did say, yes, it was the vaccine that caused them. Because you don't go to hospital with clots.
At least they admitted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the baby was okay?
The brand. Apparently, yeah, I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, it's just the brand. You got a bad flavor. Just take the Pfizer.
Bad flavor.
God sakes.
And guess what? They gave her the Pfizer before she left hospital.
Oh,
just to, so she could be fully vaccinated. Mm.
Oh, my God. So, yep, she submitted to it.
It's happening.
So she said she submitted to that.
Yep. Yes, she did. They want to mask you like a criminal.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can have my vaccination. You can have the change that it brings.
Oh, there you go.
We can add Abenrick 25/9/2022.
The day after the 24th of September when nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened. Although, apparently the Russians...
Are the banks open, even though it's Sunday?
No, they're not, but not yet. But
oh, the banks are closed, it's true.
Whatever, yeah. It could be. We're a conspiracy theorist in this channel. Well, I certainly am. The negative publicity towards the Russians and et cetera on the news here, I'm talking about here, is over the top. So something's going down with the Russia-China allegiance.
You're getting different news.
Oh, of course we are. Of course we are. But I can smell something's going down with the Russia thing. They have to try and use that to either introduce something's going to happen the next week, I would say. We'll discuss this next week.
Maybe only for Australia, because I just don't. But I'm not really checking. But I read my.
What do you listen to when you're driving? What do you listen to when you're driving? Podcast.
Oh, of course. I only occasionally go for live traffic, but even on my phone, I can get the last traffic report, so I don't have to sort through all the news or the adverts. So really, yeah. I'm just pulling my information at all times. So no, I don't get any of that. So yeah, Twitter, then I might see it. Yep. Occasionally, I go to my Google News page, which has my customized sources, blocks, stuff I don't like. But I don't really go to that much.
Yeah, I do listen to community stations, news reports, just to keep on top of it. And I do read, once a week, I read the newspapers. Yesterday, I actually got the news. I actually bought a newspaper, $5 for the Australian, which is a Murdoch newspaper, a bit more right wing.
You bought a newspaper? You subsidized these?
Yes,
people?
I did. Well, no, I was on a train for 6 hours, and I didn't have any good books because I had stayed somewhere without. I grabbed a book, but it wasn't. It was all right, but I do like to read the news just to see what the public are getting brainwashed into and what to expect. And there were some really good stories in this weekend Australian, I have to say. One story stood out that John Le Bon would like, guaranteed. But it was about a group of people, what would you call it, people that study
battlegrounds and do analysis of the bodies and whatever for history type channels. And they were studying the battleground at the Battle of Waterloo this week or whatever. And I read the full article, and apparently 20,000 people died in that battle. Guess how many bodies, the skeletons rather, they actually found in the area. And it's, I'll give you a clue, it's less than two.
Wouldn't they have been dragged off the field?
Sadly, this journalist actually had done a bit more investigating than the kind of investigating that I would have done, and found out that apparently, you know, before we had chemical horticulture used, you know, to make fertilizer, we didn't have chemicals or things like that. They used bones. They ground up bones to fertilize fields.
Really? And that's calcium.
It's got everything in it, basically, you know, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. So they were in a quandary that they've only found one skeleton in the area that they were told there should be 20,000.
How long does it take a bone to decompose? When was the Battle of Waterloo? Way back.
1820, something of that nature.
I think that's enough time for a bone to be returned to the earth.
Well, let's just change to World War One in France right now. They're constantly finding bones and buttons and in areas we were allowed to dig, because a lot of France had so much ordnance pumped into it, you know, an ordnance being high explosives, that the farmers aren't allowed to go back on the land, and land has been taken over by the government. But this was Battle of Waterloo, supposedly 20,000 dead. They found one skeleton that they're analysing. But apparently,
are you saying they may have exaggerated the story?
I'm giving John Le Bon a story that he might want to look into, or this is the bad part of the story. What they're suggesting, that the bones were dug up and used as fertilizer by different countries that were buying battle area bones. Scotland was one of the countries, and they were shipping mass graves to fertilizer works and grinding them up and using them as farm fertilizer. Now, was there only one person killed in Battle of Waterloo? I don't think so. But there's a way of looking at it from two different sides here. Was the battle fake? I know that the Rothschilds used Battle of Waterloo to make all their money. They managed to get some runner came to the banks of London and said that the French had won, and that everyone sold their shares, panicking, and the Rothschilds bought them up for pennies to the pound, or pounds for the penny, whatever the saying is, and quadrupled their investment, because the English had won that battle, apparently. I don't know, but there's definitely a thing about bones being used as fertilizer, for sure. I mean, blood and bone is the most powerful fertilizer you can use. Normally they use dead cows, but apparently humans are better. Have you ever seen a graveyard with unhealthy looking grass in it? I haven't. They're always very lush, very lush. So yeah, I don't know. Who's to know? Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big. I'm
a bit of a stretch for me. The graveyards are lush because of the bones in a casket. Because don't you get buried in a casket? I don't think the nutrition.
You do,
gets
but
out of that
yes, it does. The caskets are made out of wood, Ab, and they soon.
I know, but how's the nutrition going to get through the wood?
Eventually, the wood rots and the nutrition comes through. I mean, have you ever seen a graveyard without really lush grass in it? I haven't. Not over here.
I don't hang out in graveyards much, so
I drive past lots of them.
Yeah,
and it always looks
very anecdotal. I can't use that. As bodies are good nutrition.
That's fair enough.
And I'm not sure about bones either. They don't pretty inert
bones. Blood and bone factories, like where I grew up in New Zealand, there was a blood and bone factory, lots of abattoirs, obviously. And
sheep?
Blood and bone, sheep, cows, whatever. Blood and bone is the best fertilizer you can use. It stinks to high heaven, but if you spread blood and bone on your garden, it's going to go boom, guaranteed. Boom, I should say.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
But anyway, yeah. And that was just anecdotal, something I read in the newspaper yesterday, which I don't normally read. A story about 20,000 dead bodies and they only found one. Interesting. Interesting. Have to say that.
I posted on Fakeologist about earthquakes in Mexico.
Oh,
because
excellent.
My parents have a link to Mexico. They know someone who has a house on the beach there on the Pacific side, and their house did shake, and a lot of their loose things on shelves bounced off onto the floor and smashed up. But the earthquake was on September COVID-19, and that was National Earthquake Drill Day in Mexico.
And it's the coincidence?
And it's the third. Yeah, and it's the third one they've had on that date in the last 30 years. So my dad thinks it's an extreme coincidence. So then I found a story about it, because I never heard about it, because, again, I don't check every
You hadn't heard this? Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about earthquakes in Mexico, but they're allegedly on some kind of fault line, which you'd have to believe in plate tectonics if you were going to believe in that.
I do. I'm big on tectonics. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not.
Frank. Well, I lived in New Zealand, right? And they call it the Shaky Isles for a good reason, because we're shaking and there's always earthquakes there because we're on the rim of fire. We've got volcanoes, active volcanoes everywhere, and we've got lots of extinct volcanoes, and every when you go to the beach in New Zealand, and depending on the beach, but you'll always find obsidian everywhere, which is the black glass that you see. Black sand's iron sand. Obsidian is this chunks of black glass. That's my only thing about my respect for Gaia is his knowledge of geology. Obviously he's qualified in it, and rocks, which were my favorite subject as a young child. I was obsessed with rocks, and I collected rocks and obsidian. Yeah, but you go to New Zealand, you've got smoking volcanoes, active volcanoes. It's a very volcanic place, and there's always earth tremors there. And Christchurch, being the last big one, was it set up? Was it artificially created? I do believe they can do that, create an artificial earth tremor. And I heard your conversation with Nature.
I don't.
The other day. Oh, well, I don't. The reason why I do, I listened to a really fantastic, it was a guy who, he was a, like Frank, a mining engineer. And he was saying that they've got the technology it's basically microwave technology to they beam it under the earth to see what's under it, using a kind of a radar system or, microwave. And they discovered that when they were using this technology, they were actually causing earthquakes in other areas because they were beaming a signal vibrating the rock, and the rocks, everything, the whole earth is vibration causes things.
Everything has a point of resonance, perhaps,
Resonance, yeah. Well, you've seen, remember the app for the cassette tapes, one of those, I think it was a German brand cassette tape, and they had a famous singer. Yeah, go.
Sorry.
No worries, man. Oh, no, actually, and I'll keep talking here. Resonance and vibration are how we got here. The whole earth is based on, in my mind, the vibration and frequency. Dave J, well, he's the guy that can back it up 100%. I think.
Hey, Rick, I'm still here. Yeah. I can.
Oh, there you are.
I've been listening to your conversation. Yeah, so you were trying to think. It's all good. You were trying to think of forensic scientists that were looking up all those bones and things. The more interesting things was I've been listening back to Rick, the new Rick show, and Frank was on there.
It's not the new. Yeah. It's not the new Rick show.
Whatever. Frank was happy that the Geelong Cats had won. Now, I read on the Rick and Rollo Discord that you've got free tickets to the grand final.
Did you see that joke? That's fantastic.
So you got free tickets to the grand final. Is that true or not?
Read the part.
I'll get there. Just tell me. Yeah.
No, I posted a joke. It was a friend of mine. Read it out.
Hold on. Let me get back there.
Frank is a big football fan.
Geelong Cats won, so I can understand why he's happy.
Yeah, BV and all those, all the South Australians are, I think, critical. I think he might be kind of into that sport as well. It's a religion. It's literally a religion for those guys that their team of the highest magnitude. And Frank, despite being a conspiracy theorist, and I'm that's my aspersion, Frank, you're a conspiracy theorist too. He loves the sport. He's a proper Aussie.
Okay, so here you go. You've written this. Okay.
Read it.
This is
read
you,
it.
Rick.
Read it out.
A mate of mine has two tickets to the NRL grand final in a private box. Unfortunately, he didn't realize when he bought them that it was on the same day as his wedding. So he can't go. If you want to go instead of him, it's at 2 p.m. At St. Paul's Catholic Church, Coburg, and the name is Amy. Send it to me today. I had a giggle.
That's kind of funny.
I get the gag.
He's saying, I kid you not, in Victoria, there are people that would rather go to get someone to marry their own girlfriend rather than miss out on seeing the grand final. Guaranteed. 100%. I'm backing that up 100%.
That seems like a misplaced priority.
Yeah. Well, of course it is, Ab. Of course it is. Well, me and you, we understand that, you know, sport is for the lower useless eaters. The useless eaters, I shouldn't say that. But
I wouldn't say lower, but yeah, it's quite the distraction.
Hey, Rick, I remember Colin Firth. He was in a movie, I think it was to do with the English Premier League, and he was a massive, I think it was a Liverpool fan or something, and they needed to win, score two goals to win the Premier League, because it was first past the post in the Premier League. There's no final. It's like they just needed two goals. And it was a wonderful film because once they scored the first goal, he got even angrier. Because he goes, they just got a piss. They just, you know, they just try to. Apparently, it's a true story. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, they know that, and this is going back to Bernays and his uncle Sigi Freud. There's a part of the brain that is totally dedicated to spiritual evolvement, right? But that same part of the brain can be filled with another religion, and that religion is now being replaced with sport. And it's the same, it triggers the same. They knew that or know that, I don't know, but they've targeted
this country, Canada, has got hockey. Yeah. And New Zealand's got rugby union and rugby league. These guys, they will do anything to get whatever triggers these emotional reactions by watching sport and getting involved with sport rather than spiritual enlightenment and thinking about the future of, you know, and the deep, you know, how we got here, who we are, what we are.
I'll give you an example of my wife loves baseball and Albert.
Yes,
Pujols. Yeah, it's pronounced Pujols.
Hang on,
I'll be right back.
After the break.
Right back.
Get in.
Hi, I'm Baby.
Something fried.
This is Lost Fighter Fowlis.
I'm Nightly News. Frank McManus.
Adam Miller.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Exactly. Sunday, the 25th of September, 2022. Rick and Ab Rollo's crashed the party. And he's having a good time and he's quite sober. Now, my wife is a massive fan, and so am I, by the way, of St. Louis Cardinals. Albert Pujols, which is, it's spelled Pujols, P-U-J-O-L-S. He joined Pujols. The 700 home run club today. He hit two home runs today and he's in very small company. There's like Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and him. Yeah. They're the four people that have only four people. And the guy that's just outside is 696 is Alex Rodriguez, but he's in a special club to me. Because he got to fuck Madonna. So I think a lot of people are in that club.
Oh, I think a lot of people are in that club. Yeah. It's not an exclusive club, Rollo.
No, it's not an exclusive club.
Well, but do you agree?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Someone told me, because I was very good at softball, and I could have baseball was the next step up or down or whatever. No, because it was a sport I loved and I was good at it because I could sprint, I could bat, I could throw.
Mm-hmm.
But someone said to me, oh, no, you never make it in the big league because they all have to be really tall. And I'm, you know, I said 5'11 or whatever. How tall is this guy roughly that entered the special league? Is he tall or is he just normal height?
Albert's 6'2", and
there you go. All right, and, maybe you do have like, to be tall to be.
He's built like a brick shit house, and he is just a genius. He's from the Dominican Republic. He went and high-fived Carlos Beltran, who another guy who's about to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, just before he hugged all his mates. And my wife was crying; she loved it so much, and I got to say,
well, she's an obsessive sport fan.
She watches the.
Was St. Louis she crying when you got thrown in jail?
No,
she was concerned. I'm not sure if any tears went down her cheek.
Okay, all right.
But we spent the day together. Hey, I want to ask you a question, Ab. You were talking about earthquakes and weather before. I heard there was a big cyclone on the east of Canada that wrecked the place a little bit. Is that right? You guys had a bit of a...
I have no idea because I'm not there. That's Australia's closer than there. I have no idea. Okay. All I know is Tiago, the guy I do the show with on Thursday, he's there. And we don't really talk, so outside of the show.
Okay.
So I don't know. Normally they don't make it that far up because it's cold up there. So any heat or energy would be dissipated very quickly.
You meet the
cold waters of the North Atlantic. That'll take the wind out of anybody's sails, including Fiona's.
Okay.
So I can't tell you, if you check your local... You can go to the web pages in Nova Scotia, too, and check it out, man. I don't know. Sure, they just got lots of rain.
All right.
I don't know.
Back to fakeology then. Just because you were talking about, well, last night when I spent my night, I was asked if I was vaccinated when I was taken to the hospital. And I said, no. Are you? And they wouldn't say it because I said, yeah, exactly. It's none of your business. And if you are, you're a fucking idiot. So, bring on your congestive heart failure because that's what's coming. Where's Shane Warne now? Where's Andrew Simons now? Both dead. Both very rich men.
What did they say?
Oh, again, they're automatons. Once you show a bit of flair, they can't handle it. And then they shut down. Like they go, like robots. And then they go to the next question on the list.
Well, that's a question on the bidding, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Can you say something complex? And I say, yeah, well, I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sift of thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles because I'm a thistle sifter. Can you say
that? Yeah, but that's not fair because you've got that memorized now.
That's not fair.
Not fair that you can use that as an example because you've got that committed to memory. That's deep outside your drunken part of your brain. That's deep in your subconscious there.
Fair enough. Anyway, they were pretty professional. I think they just wanted rid of me.
Yeah.
Do you reckon,
Rollo? Do you reckon they want to get rid of you?
That seems like a reasonable thing.
They didn't want to deal with me. They went,
imagine if you're going to work, right? And I have to do that, go to work. Mm. Would you rather have a nice night full of, no problems, no people coming in screaming abuse at you? No drug disorder. Or would you rather have to you should, are you sure?
I promise you.
Even when the cops are in your house?
Because I've still got this ABA thing hanging over on me. And
yes,
that's in the back
you have.
That's back.
Yes, you have. And it will be. And it will be. And it may well be.
It's not the 4th of October for a few days yet. So I've still got that hanging over me. But it had nothing to do with this. That had everything to do with me and my neighbor. And I've been nothing but perfectly civil with my neighbor. Now
Does he still walk around with his mask taunting you?
No, he doesn't. And I look the other way. I've actually shifted everything on my balcony where I look the opposite direction. So I don't even know if he's, and I mostly wear headphones. And, because my other neighbor, Warren, he said to my wife the other day, he goes, is Roland cranky with me or something? He doesn't seem to want to. And the thing was, is I don't want to engage with anyone to try and just keep myself to myself. So I went and said to Warren, look, I'm not cranky with you. I just don't want to interact until this ABO situation hits the 4th of October. And then after that, I can be myself again. I know it's awful that I have to live under this, on eggshells in my own bloody home, but it's a situation and they've got the power. I don't. So I don't want to have any more, which is ironic because I did end up having that big, but that wasn't at here. That was at my wife's place and at Stockton. So anyway, look. I say I don't go looking for trouble, but obviously I do a little bit subconsciously. I didn't want this to happen, but there you go. I still have a major problem.
You're getting attention, and that's what you're looking for. That's what I figure.
Well, I listened to you guys prattling on last night about me and how I love the sound of my own voice. And all right, yeah, I do in a certain way, and I. And I don't mind being talked about, even though you were having more of a go at Golden Skidmark than me. I think, I don't think he did anything too wrong, but I don't really remember what he played that pissed Rick and you guys off so much. I really can't even remember what piece of audio.
Well, I don't know what it was because I didn't listen. And I'm only going off Rick, who I trust on that. So it just seems like the Rick and Rollo show now is totally off brand. And it doesn't belong on the Fakeologist network. So you can chuck it on your network and see who offer it up from there.
Well,
you don't even read the blog anymore. So you're not really into but you're not even into Fakeology now. That's obvious. So you got your own issues and your own.
Used to read the blog every time, and you stopped.
Well, he tried to read the blog. Let's correct that. He tried to read.
I still got major issues with and Bill Gates.
But Rollo, last night we weren't having a go at Golden Skidmark. It was what he played, not him. He just decided to play something that wasn't suitable. I can't remember what it was. No, you can't because you were so blind.
It was something
very offensive.
You brought up the West Baptist Church as an example, which is what it sounds like. I just want to tell you a funny story that I remember. It was Steve Price. You know who Steve Price is, Rick? He wanted to take over from John Laws on TUE.
He's the worst broadcaster on radio.
He interviewed the head guy from the West. And it was, I still got it recorded. I recorded it. It was so funny. Them going at it. You know, Pricey's pretty fiery for a little dwarf, but these guys were relentless when it comes to their hatred of homosexuals and their, I don't know what it is. Apparently there's only 70 parishioners in the West Baptist Church, and they're all
probably
ultra
77. It's a psyop. It's got to be. Christian loves everybody. They love everyone. Yeah. You know, good Christians don't make a point of hating on people. That's ridiculous.
That's right.
Yeah. God loves everyone with all their problems. That's the whole point, I thought.
Regardless of their problems.
And we all know where the problem is. The problem is it's the interpretation of religion and having different religions and then them all being set together, which is what the big boys in like your Klaus Schwab's and the want. Have you seen that? I saw that thing you posted the other day, Klaus Schwab. Only if you look at all the other evil villains wear that robe that he wears.
I never posted that. That was someone very clever. Yeah. It was very funny.
It's a good. Oh yeah.
Rollo, the wonderful world. We are here to help the humanity, Rollo. We are here to help people like you to be happy, Rollo.
Okay.
You need to be happy.
Okay, so Klaus, let me ask you this question. Okay, so Agenda 2030 is you will own nothing and be happy. What about now, Prince Charles? Yeah, you know, the Queen's
he's got, away. He's allowed to have here and there.
What's he allowed to have?
He's allowed to have a castle here and there, but as a helicopter to take him.
Is he allowed to own?
Yeah, of course. No. Some people are better than other people.
Oh, George, thank you.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. I know, and King Charles, as I will refer to him, he's got a couple of castles and a couple of giant yachts and boats and ships, and he's got choppers and da-da-da-da. But he's a good man because he's making the he's helping the planet to thrive, Rollo. Thrive without the useless eaters get in the way of the people like him.
Well, that's you, Klaus. I think Prince Charles, I mean, for all his, I can't even really fault him. I kind of like the guy. Oh, I really do. My friend Rick, used to have a security friend. He used to look after Chuck. And he might get a bit cranky here and there about certain things if they don't go his way. But he was a big supporter of Charlotte Gerson and the Gerson therapy. And they put that on Charlotte Gerson's because Gerson.
Hang on. Who? Charles said Charlotte Gerson Prince was good.
Charles. Yeah.
Wow.
He gave her glowing because she'd helped friends of his who were given by the allopathic medical system were given no hope.
She got the royal seal from the prince.
She got the royal seal from Prince Chucky? Charles. Oh. I'm not kidding you. I couldn't make that up.
Now that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, now that's interesting, Roller.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. But unfortunately, Prince Charles doesn't go out of his way to make that well known. You have to really dig deep to find, because of my own health problems 12 years ago, I had some massive problems. I thought, yeah, this is it. This is the end, my friend, my only friend. And it wasn't. It wasn't the end because I found Charlotte and she helped me big time. Cold press carrot juice. I didn't do the coffee enemas, but I didn't need to because
you're still drinking cold press carrot juice?
From time to time. If I feel under the weather, really under the weather, like the other day,
take it as a prophylaxis?
Because it's too much trouble. I've got the cold grinder. It takes a lot
you
of
have,
work.
You have, Rollo.
What else you got
I've seen
do?
That. At your house, you've got it's at least $800 worth of cold press grinder for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What
$800? It takes about an hour to put the carrots in, and it's a very slow grind.
Well, you could just eat a carrot. You have that option. You don't like carrots?
No, it just doesn't work the same way. You've got to have it intensified. You've got to have it.
Why?
Do you know how many carrots? It takes a full bag of carrots to get, say, one cup of this stuff that comes out of it. Yeah. And it's that stuff that really, really, and you feel it straight away. And they've got to be fresh, alive carrots, you know, that are organic. And then, you know, they haven't been sitting around for 6 months in some cold, you know, freezer or something. And, it really does. It can reverse some of the worst cancers and diseases ever. And it's proven, but like her father, Max, was the one that came up with this. And if he was actually killed by the poison by his secretary this sounds like some bloody, you know, Lee Child.
Conspiracy theorist.
Like, you know, novel, doesn't it?
I'm sad to say, I believe that whole story.
Yeah.
I juice carrots every day, right? I juice carrots with ginger before I have breakfast.
Oh,
early.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, but Rick's got one of those juices where you just go, And that, and it's not quite as effective.
Yeah, no, you know why, Rollo? I paid $10 for it. It's probably a $150 one. It's a $150 juicer I paid $10 for on a side
still
of the road garage
sale.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's fantastic, but you've got to get the right carrots.
Listen, guys, because, you know, that carrot juice that you get in that's in Woolies or Coles or whatever, that carrot juice, it has got nothing in it of value because it's been pasteurized, heated. It's been heated and all the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I buy good carrots, so Rollo, I get the. I do buy the cheaper carrots, the ones that are disfigured.
After the break.
Rick and Ab.
You're listening to Ab and Rick and Ab.
Rick and
Ab.
I need dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need dollar, that's what I need.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Come on, share your dollar with me. Go ahead, share your dollar with me. Come on, share your dollar.
Okay, Saturday the 25th of September 2022, Rick and Ab and Rollo, the great crasher. I did actually listen to something you put in. Rick, it was called the New Crew or Motley Crew mashup. That was fantastic. That guy. Can we
Bill
hear
McClintock.
That too, Ab? Yeah.
No. At the end of the show, anyone wants to listen to what Rollo's talking about? Yeah. Bill McClintock, B-I-L-L McClintock. He's got a YouTube account. He's got 108 awesome mashups of three America.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He is so clever. And so the one I've sent you is More Than the Feeling by Boston, mixed in with Clarence Carter's Strokin', big hit in New Zealand as well as America.
Come on, Ab. Let's hear it.
No. When we wind up, I'll send it to him. It's also
our
got 666 number. Yeah, 666 number of the beast by Iron Maiden has been mixed in into the two other songs, and it's fantastic. And this guy is really, really clever. And I can't reiterate Bill McClintock mashups. Go onto his YouTube account and see what he's doing with music, which I support, because he's actually making two or three good songs into one amazing song. So good on him. Totally support. I like to hear those old songs from the 70s and 80s and 90s and whatever, getting reiterated to the new people out there.
Yeah. 66th number of the 100%. Beast has got to be one of my favorite.
Well, you'd have to be an
expert. My favorite Iron Maiden song.
Well, you have to be an expert to be able to pick the bits that he's used, because he uses that at least three songs per one of his releases. So yeah, very clever, and I love it. I love it. And he uses Queen. He does an amazing one. Ted Nugent and Michael Jackson, and he calls it Ted Jackson. And it's the song Black and White mixed in with a Ted Nugent song. And not only does he do the sound mashups, he edits videos to make it look like it's actually the two people that he's using are actually in the same room together, which I think is even more clever. Yeah. So Bill McClintock from America, look on his YouTube
account, and he has 108 different mashups. Highly recommended by me, guaranteed, 100%.
Well, the one that you posted that I listened to today was Steely Crew, Look Again, 2022. It only came out a week ago.
Motley Crew and Steely Dan, a mashup of that great Steely Dan song. Really good. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And why I love him is he uses the original video, edits them together, so that you actually think those guys are in the same room together. If you looked at it, you know,
the one that you're suggesting is Boston Carter Stroken. It's More Than a Feeling.
So it's Boston, Clarence Carter, and Iron Maiden. From the movie, videos, 666, Number of the Beast. Awesome. And seamless. I mean, you would swear to God that was released as a song, but no, it wasn't. There's three different bands doing one song.
Well, we've got to get Bella to teach me how to use FredBait again. So we'd be listening to him right now.
Ask him nicely.
Yeah, I know.
Ask him nicely.
I don't know if I've been cut off from the Fred boat or it's just changed.
No, I wouldn't. I'd say the commands have been changed. Anyway. I don't think you've been blocked from anything.
No. Mm. Why should I be?
Anyway.
I'm the man.
You're the man.
I'm the man. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna be heading off shortly to La La Land, as I frequently do.
You're going down? To La La Land, the thrill, the kill, the brilliant brain sound.
The
great song, the good song,
awesome song.
Anything else? What did you get up to this week? That's all right. What did you get up to this week? Did you have anything exciting, like getting put in the lockup, like me?
No. For some weird reason, I did get arrested, Rollo. Regularly. That's not something I don't know why.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
I must be a good boy, yeah.
When you guys were talking about blood and bone and cemeteries and that, it reminded me of the wonderful story that you told me years ago when you used to work at Woodrook Crematorium and that story of
I was On one particular day, I was sent to a crematorium to help a specialist bricklayer repair a burner in that crematorium. I was there for one day. It was not part of my employment history other than that one day.
It's still a funny story.
I had to climb with him into a brand new crematorium burner and help fix. There was a leak out of one of its chimneys, and I mixed up the cement, specialist cement for this refractory bricklayer, and carted it down the back of the burner of where there'd been a body burned. I think it was about a week prior to me climbing in there, but it was still warm from 7 days prior. That's how hot these things get. And I had to pass a mixture of slurry to this bricklayer who was repairing the crack in this burner. And while I was working in this, I mean, if someone wanted to slam the door shut and press the button, I would be gone. Nothing left apart from some ash, because that's all that's left after you get into a crematorium is ash, because they burn you into. And so why I found it interesting is that I got to watch other bodies being pushed into these burners, and they heated them up via pressing a button, and all you could see was flames and black, something black, and the black ash or whatever it was got heaped into a pile, and they burned it till it was white, and that meant there was no carbon left, and you were just basically ash. And they heaped that into a pile, and then they swept it into a area, the family got a box with the ashes in, and that's all that was left of you at the end of the day after you got cremated. You were a pile of white ash. No black left.
I remember you telling me either the guy that you were working with or whatever said there was one big giant fat bloke and the fat was oozing out the sides or something.
That was the guys. I ended up having a conversation with the regular workers there, and they were saying before they had the renovation and these brand new burners that burned at a much higher heat.
Oh yeah,
that they bury a cremate a giant Samoan, I guess he would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so fat and huge that when they burned him, the fat was dripping out of the sides of the old burners. And I was like, really? Like, I mean, honestly, I'd never experienced that in my life. And I still, to this day, am affected by that day of work. One day affected me for 40 years. 30 years, whatever it was. But yeah, at the end of the day, when you die, when you do die, all you are is a lumpy person in a cheap or expensive coffin that they have to get rid of and burn. And that's it. That's the end of your days. You're nothing special. You're not getting carted off with a whole lot of money in your bank account. You're just a bloke stuck into a coffin, stuffed into a crematorium or a funeral home or a burial ground. That's it. That's all you are. You're nothing special.
Yes.
You're just a
nobody. It's I guess the most harrowing part is like, it's one day is going to be, who's going to be the last person that even has a single thought of who you were or what your life was
So that's why you must have friends. You must have friends before you depart this mortal coil. You must have friends if you want to be remembered, that is. And the rich, that's why they have these amazing vaults. In graveyards, you'll see a family vault with a giant statue, and it'd be Lord Rollo's statue. Mm-hmm. With you standing on the top, pointing at the sun. Then you'll be remembered. So, but if you haven't,
just to get back to the rich and famous, or the entitled. The Queen, do we know where, was she cremated? Was she put in a crypt, or do we know where her resting place is yet?
Because I don't care, I don't know. But I would say, if I was a royalist, I would say,
let me look it up.
She'll be in, is it the same spot?
They would put her in Westminster Abbey,
Westminster Cathedral. Yeah, exactly. I've been there. And was it special? No.
I thought it was a bit of fun, actually. Betty the Yeti, Lizzie the Lizard Queen. Let's have a look. Let's see if we can find out where Betty the Yeti
I tell you, it's in Scotland. She got buried in Scotland.
Oh, did she?
At one of the castles.
All right, let me just open a new tab here and let's have a look.
One of the castles in Scotland. It was probably, she's definitely in Scotland where she's being buried, not England.
But not cremated. Not cremated.
No, they don't burn the roll. Please, Rollo, how dare you insinuate?
Oh, here we go. This is from National Public Radio. After a 70-year reign, Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest at Windsor Castle.
Oh.
So where's Windsor Castle? That's in...
Oh, in England. England.
Yeah. England. Windsor Castle. I've been there. SL4.
Been there too.
She went down into the floor, into the basement. Did you see? I didn't watch it, but they said her casket was lowered into the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Into an elevator of some
subterranean.
Sort.
Yeah. Funny that underground where the
here we go. Windsor Castle is a royal residence at Windsor in the English county of Berkshire. It's strongly associated with the English and succeeding the British royal family, and embodies almost a millennium of architectural history. So,
a millennium.
Because we all know that the English, I mean, she's Battenberg Goethe, or she's German.
Yeah.
Everyone knows she's German. Oh, yeah. The House of Windsor. Yeah. I mean, Windsor.
Saxe-Gotha.
Coburg Goethe. Yeah, they're German.
Coburg Goethe. Yeah.
And that's why they changed it during World War II, because it looked bad on, you know, we're actually being, you know, our monarchy is German.
Our cousins, they're all German.
Yeah.
All Russian.
I think Tom Baker in his autobiography said it funny. He goes, because he was Roman Catholic, right? And because we're at war against the bloody, you know, Mussolini in the Italy and that. And because the Pope's Italian, or, you know, the Roman Catholic Church is basically Italian. And they go, well, how can we? They're trying to do the mental gymnastics at the time. And he goes, he thought it was hilarious, you know, that they're trying to, no. They're not the enemy. The Germans are the real enemy. And then he points out, hold on, our monarchy and bloody Germans.
I mean, there you go. I mean, simple as that. You know, simple as that. Work it out.
He made the simple, as long as you can play the piano or score a goal like some, you know, famous Italian or German, you know, they didn't give a shit. Mental gymnastics. Yeah, great.
Anyway, on this particular night, I'm signing out. But
all right,
me too. Sent you the song, and I'm signing out. I'm a bit tired, and I need to go to bed.
And emotional.
Are you tired tonight, Rick? Yeah, too much going on.
Yeah, no. Well, no, I've been running around working, and I had to drive my son had to drive me.
What time is it there?
That was stressful. I'll tell you. It's
8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, mate.
Wow. You really drop early.
Well, that's me. Well, you can keep checking to Lord Rollo.
No, I'm going.
I need to go.
As well.
All right. Well, give me another. I just started moving again, so I need another 15 minutes you can play before that, I stop.
Whenever you can play that song, that'll be the end of my end of the show. Good song though. It's Boston, Clarence Carter, and Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast, mixed in together, and fantastic.
So, I like Boston.
Oh, you'll love this.
More than a feeling.
Clarence Carter, Stroken, and Boston.
666, the number of the beast. I can't wait to hear that at the end.
Oh, right. That's good.
Good on you, Rick. No, good on you. Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, guys. Yeah.
Bye.
And I know, problem, Rick. And over night, guys.
Thank you, Rick.